sweetest friends, this shir should be a special schus for Rip. David Shukwa'ala ben Rachel, and for Rabbi Shimon ben Yan Matishna Rachelev, from Yudhi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha. This is Mesechus Baruch and Tavdalad Amar Aleph, Amar Dab of Nekarish Baruch, Rabbanosh Lom Muftach and Ibacha, Shat HaMashalim, Schar Tov, the Tzadik and Lassid Lovo, Aval Eini Yodea, Im Yeshli Chelik, Bein Emim Lav, Shem Yigra Machait. David HaMelech said, I know, God, that you're going to give Schar to Tzadikim in the future, but I don't know if I have a Chelik among these Tzadikim. Maybe my sin is going to cause me to lose my portion in Olam Haba. Because Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Rami asked the Stira. It says on one hand, V'nei Anochi Imcha U'shmerticha B'chol Asher Teilech. And it says, V'yira Yaakov Me'oid Shem Yigra Machait. On one hand, God promised Yaakov will take care of him. On the other hand, it says in the Pasuk that Yaakov was very afraid. He was afraid that sin would cause him to lose his Chelek. K'desani, like I learned in the Braise, Ad Yavor Imcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Im Zukanisa. Ad Yavor Imcha Hashem is Bi'a Rishayna. Ad Yavor Im Zukanisa is Bi'a Shniya. Mikan Amru Chachamim, Ruyim HaYisrael Yassis Lem Neis Bimei Ezra. It says on one hand that this nation is going to pass, the nation of God is going to pass, this nation that you acquired. So Ad Yavorim Chashem is when they came the first time. Ad Yavorim Zukanis is when they came the second time. From here, Chachamim say that we're supposed to equate the first coming to Eretz Yisrael and the second coming. First coming to Eretz Yisrael was a nace. So to the second coming, the time of Ezra, should also have been a nace like it was in the first coming, the time of Yahushua. But they weren't roi. Why? Because the sin caused them to lose their tzchus. So Rashi says about David HaMelech that he knew that he was a chassid. Like the Pasuk says, that David HaMelech said, Shamanafshi ki chassid ani. But he wasn't sure whether or not he was going to see Betuv Hashem, Luli Amati Laros Betuv Hashem. He wasn't sure whether he was going to see the good of God, because he was afraid maybe he would sin and he would lose it. Like we find by Yaakov, Rashi says, Vayira Me'od, maybe after the Haftacha he sinned. Because when the Chet is Garim, the Haftacha is not Miskayim. And Rashi continues, and Bi'a Rishon, he says, when they came in the time of Yoshua, Bi'a Shnei, when they came in the time of Ezra, they were roy to do a nace to come beyond Rama, but Garim Achet, and they only came Bershus Koresh. And all of the days of Malchei Paras, they were Meshubed to Koresh, Tachashverosh, and to Dayavish Acharon. So it wasn't so gishmak. For the Jewish people, they should have had a nace, but there was no nace at all. They needed a rishus of the king. But this is difficult, because until now we learned in the sugya that they're tzaddikim, who are choshesh, maybe they're going to, the sin's going to cause them to lose out. David HaMelech, Rashi says he was worried about the future, even though now he's a chassid, but maybe he's going to sin afterwards, he's not going to get his chelek. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he already has sin, and that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, he may be, after the promise, he already had sinned. But now the Gemara brings an example of in a situation that Be'emes, the Haftacha was Haftacha Gemara to the Jewish people. They were Mekabel B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf, the beginning of the birth of the Jewish nation. And even though in the end the Haftacha wasn't Mekuyim B'Foel, the Jewish people were not zochet to the same nes. Why? Because be'emes, sin caused it. Yaakov was choshesh, David was choshesh for the Jewish people that actually happened. Now this isn't a haftacha that was said to an individual like we found by Yaakov Avinu. It was a haftacha to the whole community of Klal Yisrael. And nevertheless, the Gemara understands there's no chilek between a yachid and a tzibur linyan zeh, that haftachas were given only with the understanding that the ma'asim in the future are going to be karoi. Doesn't matter whether it's a national or a personal haftacha. And therefore, even though the Jewish people were promised that they're going to have Bi'a Shnia, Bimei Ezra, Bi'yad Ramu, V'Neis, in the end, it only became Rishus Malchei Madai Uparas. And they were Meshubet L'Kamadoris, Achor Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's an example of the Dag of Yaakov Avinu, Shem Yigra Machet. So what this then means is that when we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, in the time of Yoshua, so that was Mekuyim. They came to Eretz Yisrael with Nisim, of Kriyas Meyardein, the falling of the Chomos Yericho, etc. But the Chelek Sheni of the Haftach of Bi'a Shniya wasn't Mekuyim. And they came in the time of Ezra, Shelo b'nisim gluyim v'shelo b'yad Rama. But this is very shver. Because when did we say Ad Yavor Acha Hashem, Ad Yavor Mzukanisa? We said it in the Shira. That was part of our Shira's Hayah. Who says it's a Haftacha? Because we're understanding the whole Sugya that there's a Haftacha. There was Haftacha to David. The David HaMelech was sure he was a tzaddik, but he was afraid he was going to lose his portion in Olam Haba. Yaakov was promised, and he was afraid that the promise wasn't going to be Mekuyim because of his sins. And now, it seems that the Sugya is going on to say that the Jewish people were also promised. We have a Haftacha to the Tzibur. We're promised that we're going to come not only with Nisim in the time of Yoshua, we're also going to come with Nisim in the time of Ezra, the second coming of the Jewish people to Eretz Israel. And it wasn't Mekuyim. We didn't end up coming with Nisim because the sin caused us to lose it. But who says there was a Haftacha? It was part of the Shira. That's what the Jewish people were singing. But where's the promise here? Maybe it's a hope for the future. Maybe it's a prayer, but who says that it's a haftacha? It could be that since they said it as Shira, where do they get this Shira? They got it with Nevuah. And since they received this Shira with Nevuah, so this Nevuah has to be Mekuyim. V'tvarim ha'namarim b'Shira, where you have written the Shira in the Torah, al Shira, which was said as a Nevuah, has to be Mekuyim. This Shira has to be Mekuyim, al Nevuah. And if that's the case, that it says in Nevuah, then how do we learn that sometimes a promise isn't going to be fulfilled because of Gara Mechait? That's only Shaykh in a promise. That's not a Nevuah Gemura. But a Nevuah Mamish, a Manavshach, if it's Latova, it's not Choseris. Like it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, called Dibur V'Dibur Shiyatzim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tov Al Pi Altanai Lo Chazerba. So if it's Latova, it's not Chazer. If it's not Latova, then it can be. But if it's an Avua Latova, then it can't be retracted. Can't lose it. So then how did the Jews lose this? This was an Avua Latova. The Avua Latova was, they're going to come into Eretz Israel in the time of Ezra with Nisim and Neflos. So we want to understand how this wasn't fulfilled. If we're saying that this Shira was in Nevuah, and it's in Nevuah Latova, then it has to be fulfilled. In the Sefer Eved Neman, by Mor Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov Hamnik Shlita, in Simen Chof Gimel, he offers three explanations of this sugya. The first explanation is that really this isn't a vula ra. Why? Because why is there a biyashniya? There's only going to be a biyashniya because we sinned and we were sent into galus. The Rambam says an vula ra doesn't have to be fulfilled. It's not a hakrasha to the nevuah of the Navi if it's not fulfilled. So it could be here that it was a mixture of good and bad. On the other hand, it was bad because we're going to be sent into galus. But it was gevaldik because we were going to have miracles happen to us. So maybe that's a nevuah that can be, that's not necessarily going to be mekuyim. Because the whole fear is not only a mixture, but the whole tzad ha-tov is telling the tzad ha-ra. The only way we can have these miracles is if we sin. So therefore, this isn't a nevuah gemur that has to be mekuyim. If we wouldn't have had to go to Galus in the first place. So Mela, we didn't come in the second time with Nisim and Aflos. Second Mahalach is that Be'emes, the Shira was a Nevuah, and it wasn't a Haftacha. And even though it was a Nevuah, a sin can cause a Nevuah to be lost, not to be fulfilled, because the fact that a Nevuah L'Tova isn't retracted is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send a Nevuah to the Jewish people unless he's going to actually bring it. That's if he actually sends the Nevuah to a Navi. But let's say he doesn't send the Nevuah to the Navi. The Navi brings the Nevuah upon himself. Maybe, this is a big maybe, such a Nevuah doesn't have to be fulfilled. So when they have a Nevuah, B'derech Shira Al Neis, when the Jewish people were Mis'ira, Machmas HaYeshua, this is not considered a Nevuah that was sent to them. This is considered a Nevuah they brought upon themselves. So it could be that this Shira has a din like a Haftacha, that it could be lost when they sin. And therefore, when they came in the time of Ezra, it wasn't, they didn't come in with Nisan. Based on this Mahalach, we can be Yashiv the Kashiv the Balapachad Yitzchak, Marner Furnizetzal. On the Tefillah we say, Moshe v'nei Yisraelich, Anu Shira b'simcha Rabba, v'yam Ruchula, Micha Mocha v'aylim Hashem, Micha Mocha nadar b'kodesh. How did the Yashiv Knesset HaGadola know that we said b'simcha Rabba? Doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that we said b'simcha rabba. So why did Chazal write to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe ben Yisrael chanu shira b'simcha rabba b'yamru chulam? So we could be miyashiv based on the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah lamed aleph lamed aleph. There it says that min minchas of the Shabbos ma you omrim. What did Levim say mincha of Shabbos? Yochanan says they said Oz Yashir and Micha Moicha v'Oz Yashir Kol Shabbos Amri Chad. Rashi says Oz Yashir, they said Shira Sayom until Micha Moicha, Micha Moicha until Sof Ashira, and they said Oz Yashir Yisrael Dali Be'er by Midbar Chaf Aleph, what they said in the Be'er Be'er Shal Miriam Shira Sabe'er Kol Perak Kol Perak L'Shabbos Echad Perak Perak Echad Shabbos Echad Perak Echad. Every Shabbos they would say a different Perak. 1 week Shira Seyam till Micha Mocha, next week Micha Mocha till the end, and the third week Oz Yashir of Ali Be'er. So we see from this Gemara that Shira Seyam is split up into two, and the second Chelik starts Micha Mocha by Lim Hashem, and that's a separate Shira. And you could be Yotzei Yerchov of Shira Ala Karban through this Shir. In the Sefer Marbe Zikaron Sechus Rosh Hashanah, Rav Hamdik is miyaseh, that the first part of the Shira was said about the past. Tzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, as we see from the Psukim. The second part of the Shira, Micha Borcha Elim Hashem, Micha Mordor Kol Hashemot Zosfele. Tzisa Yimin Chazuk Lemeres, Nechisa B'chazer Hamzuk Alta, Nihalta Be'azuchon, Nebekatshech, Hashem U'amim Yirgazim. All of this is talking about when they're coming later on, the Asidos, they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have the Beis HaMikdash. So the pachad of Kriyas Yamsuf is going to help them until Ad Yavoram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavoram Zukanisa. So this is a Shir Chash of Bifnei Atzma. So it's Mechadish, the Inyan, that we didn't have before. Anavu al Asidas, and this starts when they come into Eretz Yisrael, until they can say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod. And that's what we see from the Anshei Knesset Sagadola's Nusach. Moshe v'nei Yisrael chanu shira b'simcha rabba v'yamru chula. Mi chamocha v'alim Hashem. And mitoch simcha rabba, they said this new shira starting mi chamocha. So what's pshat that in the middle of the shira they started talking about the future? Until now they were talking about the past? So the answer is that they were elevated as they were saying the shira. First they were talking about the past, and they were so b'simcha that they started talking about the shira. And the reason they were able to go in even into the future and have such a high elevated nevuah is because of their great simcha. So since they were misorer from the first chelik of the shira to this simcha, they were zoch in the second part of the shira to have a special nevuah about the future. And that's what it means. Moshe ben Yisrael chon shira b'simcha rabba v'yamachulam what micha mocha. Now it's because of the simcha rabba, now they were able, they were on a higher level, they were able even to be menabe about the future. And that's what we say in Ma'ariv. Malchuscha ruv anecha b'keim fnei Moshe ze keili anu v'yamru Hashem yimloch le'olam vod. And all the Mepharshim ask, we already said that they said Michamocha earlier. They said Michamocha b'elim Hashem Michamocha d'rakadosh. And then we go back and Micha Mocha is in the second part of the Shira. Tesvav Yud Aleph. And then why do we go back and say, no, Zekei Li'anu V'yamru, which is the first part of the Shira? Why in the Birchos Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv do we start with the second part? Moshe b'nei Yisrael chano Shira b'sum charav v'ram v'chula Micha Mocha b'lim Hashem Micha Mocha d'kodesh Achus charuv v'necha v'kem v'nei Moshe Zei li'anu v'yamru Hashem yimloch lo'ilam v'ad. So modna, we started talking about the second part of the Shira, the Micha Mocha, the Simcha Rabba, and then we go back to Zekei li'anu v'yamru. Zekeli is earlier. Tesvav Beis. Zekeli van Veyu. And also we're mitzaref, it's so madna. We're mitzaref the Zekeli at the beginning of the Shira and Hashem Yimloch Lailam Vod at the end of the Shira. What's this? Matbeya Zekeli Yanu V'yamru Hashem Yimloch Lailam Vod. What are we putting them together? As if they were set together. But based on what we said, it's mamish beautiful. That the kavan of the Anshei Shkenes Sagadol is to tell us that first the Jewish people said Zekeli. They had a Hasagas Halokus Behoive. And then when they had a Shuras Hashchina afterwards, through the Simcha Rabba, then they were able to say Micha Mocha. And then this Hasaga turned into Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod. God's Malchus forever. That's why it says, Malchus Chorvenecha b'kem f'nei Moshe Zekeli Anu V'yamru. The Zekeli is the first part, but then Anu V'yamru, that's what brought them the Simcha that they had when they said the Zekeli, the first part of the Shira, that brought them to the Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vod, the Gavaltika Simcha of being able to be misnabe even about the future, even about God's kingdom forever. Because the first part of the Shira brought them to the Simcha and the great Nevuah of the second part of the Shira. So again, according to this Mahalach, we understand why it wasn't Mekuyam. Because they brought it upon themselves. Maybe it has to be, a nevuah has to be miskayemes when Hashem sends it to you, that Hashem is mischayev. Maybe not when they bring it on themselves. Third mahalach possibly is that in the pasuk of Tipo Aleim Masav Fachav Gedol Zerachayid Muka Aben Had Yavoram Chayashem Had Yavoram Sukanisa, Rashi says Kitarguma, and the targum is Tapil Aleim Aleim Masav Edachalta B'Sagei Tokpach Yishtukun Ka'avna Had Yavoram Chayashem Yos Arnona Had Yavoram the non Da Prakta Yos Yardina. So the targum is mefarish that the Havar Rishona is Havaras Machle Arnon, the rivers of Arnon, and the Havar Shnia is the Yarden. And Rashi says that's Pasha Pshat. So why does Rashi learn like the Targum and not like the Gemara? The Gemara says we're talking about Bir Rishon and Bir Shnia. And Rashi says no, we're talking about Nachalei Arnon in the desert and going over the Yarden. So we have to say that the Targum is learning Pshat, that these two Havaras, which were said before Tiva'emu v'Sita'emu b'har nachalascha, is talking about how they got to Eretz Yisrael the first time when they were passing in the Midbar. Nachale Arnon, Gvul Arvas Moav, the Jewish people captured it, they gave it to the Ruveni and the Gadi, and then the Yarden to go into Eretz Avos. So some mashma that way in the Gemara later on, from Dalit, Tan Rabbana, Ro Marbus Yom, Marbus Yarden, Marbus Nachle Arnon, you say, give Hodah and a Shevach to Hashem. So these places are called Ma'baras. These are the Nisim that happened in these places that they passed over. Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzuka Nisa. And it could be that Chazal were also masking to the Targum that these Ma'baras are alluded to in the Pasuk of Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzuka Nisa. That's Pash Pshat. And therefore the price of Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem is Yehoshua and Ad Yavor Amzuka Nisa is Ezra. It's just a medrash. Lefi Pshuto. It's talking about something else. Nachalei, it's talking about Arnon and Yarden. So it could be that we could be Mechadish Yisod, that a Nevuah Letova is not Choseres, only applies when it's Pshuto Shel Mikra. But when it's a Drasha, it can be Choseres. And therefore, what was Kipshuto? The miracles of Nachalei Arnon and Mabrus HaYarden, and we talk had miracles there, like we see in Nandalat Amin Aleph, Nandalat Amin Beis, Rashi Al Torah, Parshas Chukas, Chof Aleph, Yadalat Hesvav. That's a Nevuah Letovah, that's Eino Choseres. But the Nevuah of the Nisim and Bi'a Rishon and Bi'a Shnia, that's like a Haftach Al Pidrush, that can be Choseres. So, based on this third mahalach, we can learn other very, very great chedushim, as the Sefer Eved Ne'aman does. But for now, we will conclude, and maybe in a future shir, we will learn the Hemshech HaDvarim HaNifloim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.